Yo, what up, what up? Good morning, GMEN. What is it? Tuesday, March 19th already, 2020. Four. It's a... It's just, man, it's so funny, dude. Your face, dude, it's so funny every time I say that. Why is Google user 8639 on a YouTube comment saying, Vamos, con todo perros, BTC 100K in junio. All right, let's do it. BTC 100K in June. We definitely are going to have to push back that Q1 call here. But today, March 19, 2029, another beautiful day to have a beautiful day. As a matter of fact, the last day of the Persian New Year. So shout out to my fellow Persian, or not just the Persian people, you know, Iran, you know, I think of a lot of people in Afghanistan, of a lot of people in northern India, a lot of people in Pakistan, et cetera, Turkey, etc., celebrating the Persian New Year, aka Nowruz, later tonight. It's really late today. It's 11:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight it changes with the spring equinox every year. So since I won't be on the show tomorrow, all right, just want to wish everybody a happy new year on that. I can't wait to celebrate tonight. It's my favorite day of the year. It's a lot of fun, though. We're way too busy to think about it. But anyways, today on the show, anyways, sorry, I'm really all over the place, like I told you guys in the studio before. First and foremost, OSF Mando, how are you guys doing today? How are you guys?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, doing good. Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We're good. Yesterday we're fantastic and rich. Today we're just good and pre-rich again. But it's okay. It's
pre-poor.
Pre-poor. Yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, we were pre-rich yesterday, and today we're pre-poor. Yes, Mando is back in his humble home. Daniel, in the comments, he has. But you see, point in case, right? Like yesterday, he was in his brand new luxury penthouse that he paid $50 million for, and today he's back in the Portuguese, you know, streets.
Yeah.
So
the in-laws are in town, so I'm having to be in the spare bedroom.
You're back in the you know, in the streets of Lisboa, you know. Which I will be in your ends very soon. I can't wait. End of May again. I can't wait to have pastéis. It's probably going to be during the sardine week again. Let's go. Probably, right? That was fun. I like the sardine festival in Portugal. Shout out to the Portuguese people listening to this well, right? Anyways, today on the show, throwing shout outs at everyone today. Persians, Afghanis, fucking Pashtis, let's go. Shout out to the Portuguese. Shout out to everybody here today. And today on the show, today we got a packed one. First and foremost, I mean, we're going to talk about this race to zero. I mean, it is over. Bitcoin at 63K a few weeks ago, up only. Bitcoin at 63K today, pack it up, sell in April and go away. It's a real quote. It was real. And it's now maybe sell in mid-March and go away. Anyways, top 100 gainers, we'll go over that. Bitcoin down 17% from all-time highs amid $600 million of liquidations, RIP. You know, we have literally the funding rate heat map reminder on the show. He told you, be careful. it's like kind of your new arc, you know, like funding rate, like reminder, Obi. and then Grayscale CEO says fees will drop. Yada, yada, yada. We'll talk about Fidelity amends ETH to allow staking. So we'll see. I know we've been talking about ETFs a lot on the show, kind of covering what's happening ahead of May, whether it's going to be yes or no. World's largest pension fund in Japan to buy Bitcoin. You know, Coinbase is now very far from number one in the app store. So for all the top callers last week, I think you should revise your tops here. We have, you know, memes and altcoins, a lot of stuff ran, but a lot of stuff, you know, really hit the floor, quite literally. Hot NFTs, Rune Pups, Ordinals doing a lot of volume. We had a little quick discussion about NFTs in the studio before. Maybe we'll go back to that as well regarding volumes. But then most importantly, our boy, you know, Ovi, public sale today. There's about 1,300 pieces left, to the free mint. So we'll definitely want to talk about that. Ovi, super excited to see mine. Minted my 8 yesterday. Gas was only $600. And then, just kidding. It was totally not that. It was like way.
Gas was cheap yesterday.
Yeah. Gas was okay yesterday. I'm not going to lie. But the thing is, I got so conditioned to Solana that like even a $100 gas bill for me now is like, holy shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So even if it's cheap, I'm like, ah, but that's, you know, that's just like what happens when you're conditioned to like super, super low gas. But you're right. I'll check on the Block Explorer and let you know. It was indeed super cheap. Yeah, 0.03 ETH. So it was $100. Blah blah blah. And then we have the Robot Spins as usual. It is Super Tuesday on FOMO Hour. It is Super Tuesday every Tuesday though. I know you guys have it once in America, but we'll be doing two $5,000 winners for the Robot Spins. I just packed it up this morning again. You guys are making me work 30 minutes before every show, man. Every Tuesday and Friday, Robot. But holy shit! But I added a bunch of stuff. I added a bunch of stuff today. A third punk, actually, boys. I really want someone to hit a punk on the show, so I had a third punk, and I doubled the probability of winning a punk from 0.1% to 0.2%. I really want to hit a punk on the show because also the content, right? And then last but not least, we have a big guest today on the show, Stephen Fung. I mean, honestly, for that, this is like, you know, we have our cousins of the East coming to us live from Hong Kong on the show today. ComplexCon, the announcement went live yesterday of Rogue Radio being an official partner to Newman Group for ComplexCon in Hong Kong. I will be flying in tomorrow morning, 6 in the morning. Cannot wait. First time over there and speaking on main stage of ComplexCon on Sunday. We'll pin that at the top as well for you all. If you're out there, there's discounts on tickets, yada, yada, yada. But definitely come say what's up to us. Rogue Radio will be present there. Honestly, it's an honor and like I'm super excited, as you can tell. Very love sneakers. So we'll be joined by Stephen Fung, but also Adrian, the founder of Newman Group. So really cool conversation to come later today on the show. So if you're on audio, we're also on video. We're live on Binance Live. Shout out to them for broadcasting our show every single day. Just so you know, guys, we're hitting 7,000 to 10,000 views a day now on Binance. So we had 7K on Friday. I think 7 to 10K yesterday on there. So love to see that. Love the support. Make sure you follow at FOMO Hour to stay in tune with everything. But anyways, without further ado, let's get right into it.
Who is the man, Macro Daddy of the land? Can you dig it?
GM, everyone. GM. So yeah, a bit of a blood bath. Mini blood bath, I would say. Like, this feels like a bull market bloodbath rather than a bear market bloodbath. We're only down.
Let me just close the window.
We are down about 17% in Bitcoin from its high. We hit, I think, around 62K just before the show went live. And it's been kind of, it hasn't really bounced. Like, it's just kind of been hanging out around that area since the start of this morning. Solana round tripped from 210 to 170.
Oh, we hit 210?
I think so, yeah. Yesterday it hit 210 at its high, and then this morning it hit 171, I think, at its low. So that was a 20+% move in 24 hours. ETH is just on life support at this stage. Like, yeah, ETH just kept going lower, and it did bounce a little bit this morning. Like, I think the low it hit was 3,200. Now it's 3,260, but that's obviously not been on a great trend. I think people were kind of hoping it would show some form of stronger outperformance on a day like today, and it never really did. So definitely not a good day. And then altcoins is like one of those days where you open up the app, you just don't really want to look at it. You know, it's like, oh.
I close all my charts.
It's funny. It is.
I close everything.
that's the sort of day it's like for altcoins today. I think Doge nearly hit 10 cents.
Oh my God. Thank God.
Yeah, that went really far down. And then this is a lot of these things have bounced over the course of this morning, but that was a pretty bad move. I think Say went down to like 70 cents at one stage, which other big ones. All the AI coins got absolutely hammered after the NVIDIA conference started. WIF, I think, went down to about $2. That's bounced okay. That's been one of the better memes to bounce. Yeah, just like everything that I'm looking at, it's just a little, it's probably down about 30 to 40% since the Bitcoin high, and just a lot of pain kind of across the board, I think, today, because I think people were hoping for a little bit more of a bounce, and then Bitcoin's kind of has a bit of a magnet towards 60K right now, it looks like, and that's kind of taking stuff with it. The only real strong things that I've seen, some of the old L1s are doing okay. Sui, Aptos, Phantom, a lot of people getting bullish on Phantom. they've got like a big upgrade happening to the whole chain. And people, you know, that's kind of been a dead coin for a long time. But on Andre Cronier's like a OG in the space, that's kind of been the only real coin I've seen which has been up over the last 24 hours. I think it's up about 8%.
Studying.
A lot of like DeFi OGs are bullish on Phantom coming back. So let's see what happens. You kind of zoom out on the Phantom chart. Let's go. Let's do that on a weekly. Where was the high for Phantom?
Let me get it for you. FTM USDT on TradingView. Let me 1 second, and there it is. The high. When do you want the high? When? That's the weekly.
All time. What was the all time high?
3.4. Yeah, 3.5.
Okay, so still down. You know, a decent amount. It's trading at 90 cents. Let's see what happens there.
Okay, 3.9, 3.4. Yeah.
But yeah, that's been the only thing that's been strong. Meme coins, I mean, we can get to the left curve, really left curve stuff in your sector. But again, generally, Solana still seeing unbelievable volumes. I think you've seen like some of the new coins have done like over 3 to 4 billion of volume over the last 24 hours. Like it's been absolutely wild. It was obviously Bohm. It's since kind of migrated to. Sorry?
Fallen off a cliff.
Well, but Bohm hasn't necessarily fallen off a cliff, but like.
It's hanging all right.
What did you say?
It's hanging all right.
Yeah, like it actually didn't get destroyed, but this Slurf coin really like took off. And like a bunch of the different exchanges are now donating their fees to like the pre-sale fund. So Slurf has seen more volume on chain than USDC over the last 24 hours. Like it saw nearly 4 billion of volume over the last 24 hours. So absolutely wild volumes going for this one. A bunch of exchange listed it. A bunch of people getting behind it. But yeah, it's... I didn't think I'd see anything like it, and then we saw it again. So it's been absolutely nuts. So that's been dominated, at least in terms of volumes. Most other meme coins, like I said, you don't really want to open up the chart. Like stuff has been eviscerated.
Should I avoid it?
Yeah, I mean, you can open up Debt Screen now. Like I think every single Solana meme coin is probably down about 50% over the last 3 days. So that's just kind of the market we're in. I don't think that's really surprising to a lot of people who dance around in meme coins that often. But yeah, that's also just taken the wind out of the sails of, I think, a few different Solana projects. So like Jupiter's down a decent amount, and all the Solana meme coins were down kind of the most. And even Solana, you know, Solana's dipped a little bit from that high. I don't really know what to make of it here. Like I do think you could see a little bit of a rotation into some of the other. Like it does feel like Phantom's got very good momentum to it right now. Like a lot of people are getting bullish on Phantom. I still think it's a bit of a show me story. I still think the best L1s will probably still be Solana from a risk reward standpoint. And these are decent dips to buy. But I don't think when you see a move like this, we don't just straight line up. The ETF was actually an outflow yesterday. So it's not, and that was because GBTC had a decent outflow. So I think we will probably consolidate here for a little bit longer. We kind of said we would. I would be very unsurprised if we see Bitcoin hit 60K before a more substantial rebound across the board. I also wouldn't be surprised if that was the dip. But I guess what I'm saying is I don't think you're going to miss the rally here. I think we're going to have to consolidate here for a little bit. So things might move slightly higher. I don't think we're going to see some like 10x from anything. I don't think we're going to see any of the L1s go absolutely insane. I think we're just going to see a little bit of consolidation maybe one clip down and then we fully bounce.
Which is good for other things, right? Like the NFT usually market tends to do better when inshallah. I will keep you guys in my prayers ahead of the Persian New Year tonight. We don't really pray, but you know what I mean. I'll keep you guys in mind. Fuck. Guys, it's Graham. Keyboard Monkey just said that he's buying. Oh, shit.
He likes it. He likes the market. This is a good time to buy. Why not?
Oh man, I don't know.
What are you buying? What are you buying here, Farouk?
I'm kidding, by the way. Love KBM, one of my best friends. Absolutely, like, chat trader. Me personally speaking, I'm in three coins only now. I've exited absolutely everything. Solana, Mog, and Whiff. It's about as high risk as I am willing to go while I'm going to be away for 8 days. It's just because I'm traveling like halfway across the world, and I can't be like having the heartache, like the my like heart and my mind racing, thinking like what's going on while I'm on stage, or like while I'm like traveling and like I'm not on the same time zone. Although like trading maybe on like Eastern time over there, like, could be fire. I feel like I can, like, instead of GMing with the I GM every night at 8 p.m. now. Our cousins of the East, you know, welcome the dragon into our charts, into our order books every day now, because it's important, I think. But, you know, I think waking up and being Asia, I think will be fire, but I don't think I'll have time. you know, like, you know, I'm going to wake up and choose Asia next week from Thursday morning. But yeah, that I'm not really, I'm really honestly, like, I was into last night. I punted some into Slurf because I thought like maybe like Cabal will like, you know, like really like pump that, because 2 billion volume is something that you can't, like all the other ones, like, you know me, I put money in almost every single presale just to see small, and like to see what's up. Some of them like that didn't have this like weird invisible hand pushing it, you know, died. But Slurf and some of them clearly have some invisible hand somewhere helping it. And it's definitely not your favorite influencer with 150,000 followers and the puppet PFP, aka Thread Guy. Just so people know, like, it's like I'm talking like, you know, there's people out there that we talked about yesterday we think could be behind these things, and I punted it. But then I woke up in the middle of the night to the group chat absolutely losing it, and then I made the mistake of opening charts and seeing everything down, so I even exited that. So I like went to my computer and I was like, no, okay, no more for me. I'm good. Like, I saw Mog go down like what. What is it, Ovi? Like, this thing went down. Like, I don't. Should I even open the chart?
Slurf.
No, Mog.
Mog.
I didn't open the chart.
Yeah, it was down. Like, I mean, it was off 50% from the highs, and then I think it bounced like 20% off that. So
I do a thing when we turbo dump that I close the charts, and it's been helping me a lot mentally. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, actual alpha study that. So like when we turbo dump, I close all charts. And I don't look at it. And so I closed my chart on this dump and then opened it here, of course. And then closed it on this one. And I just opened it for the first time now. So that's kind of how I approach the conviction bags, because in the past, studying OSF on that one, I've sold out of all the left curve bags, example, Whiff, or too early, or Pepe, for example. I did good. But by being scared, looking at the chart going down 40%. But I think, Ovi, I want to go to you here because you had a really good post this morning about this. Like, well, similar, right? About these bull market like retracements. And I really liked it. And I think that it hits home for me, right? It goes like, to anyone that needs to pick me up, 20, 30% pullback on majors and more on alts is the bull markets are not on commons. Like, maybe do you want to touch on that? And like how like the rest of the alts, but also like, I guess like the top meme coin movers react to that?
Yeah, I think you will always have pullbacks in bull markets. It's very difficult for something to go up 100%, 200%, 300% without pulling back, right? And in the last few weeks, we've seen pullbacks because of high leverage and high funding, where people have gotten liquidated, and then you buy those dips and it bounces back up. Funding has been very low, actually, for the last few days. So these pullbacks seem to be more, must be coming from spot selling. Obviously there was a Bitcoin outflow yesterday and people are in massive profits, and you know, you have the FOMC today, so it just feels like a natural point where people have decided to take profits and things are lower. But it doesn't change, in my opinion, it doesn't really change the fact that we're in, I think, a longer term trend, at least for this cycle. And this happened in May. I remember in May you'd have, yeah, there was a day in January and February when Bitcoin was down 20%, ETH was down 30%, and then in May things dropped like 50% or 60%, and they bounced back materially. So you will have these pullbacks, and I think it's important to have the majority of your bags, I think, in positions that you have conviction in, because the worst case scenario is you put in like your net worth into a pre-sale coin, for example, and
right there,
yeah, and then you have this market crash, and now you're like, shit, it's a pre-sale coin going to launch and I don't know what's going on, and should I buy it or sell it, etc. And you just like confused as to what to do. Whereas if you're holding, let's say you really believe in Sol and you're holding a ton of Sol and it's down in the last 2 days, you're like, oh, that kind of sucks, but
at least I'm not worried it's going to go to zero, or I believe that it's going to do a 2x or 3x or 4x this cycle. So I think you want to have, like, I think the mistake people often make is like just go all in on like some random shitcoin, which is fine, and they're good for like short-term gambles and stuff, but you have to like be quick to cut your losses and put a significant chunk of that back into something that you have a bit more belief in, I think. And if you have a larger portfolio, then I think you should only really gamble with like 25% of it. So on down days like this, like, I had some bad trades in the last couple of days, but they're just very small compared to like the big stuff that I'm holding. And I'm not really worried about the big stuff that I'm holding, because I think that that stuff will bounce back. So, I personally just think like we shouldn't get scared from this dip. And I think the worst thing you can do right now is fumble your bags ahead of a big rise. And that's not to say things can't go lower. Like, I think Michael's right. We could hit 60K on Bitcoin, but we may well have seen the dip. I don't really know. I'm not really here to fuck around and trade like these 5-10% moves. I'm just here to like hold my bags for that 3x, 5x, 10x for the different coins that I have that I think will hit those over the course of the cycle. So I just think it's, you know, you have to enjoy yourselves on the good days, and, you know, not get too down on the bad days, or just be robotic for every single day, which is how I like to live my life, and not feel any emotion.
Yeah, I see that. That's not bad. That's not. What are the bad trades you made this week, Ovi?
I just did one really dumb thing. I bought a top tick slurf because I was knew it. And then not only that, I get a top ticket, I bought the dip. And it went up.
And the dippity dip.
And I didn't sell. I went up and I didn't sell it. And then I just like sold. I just sold the whole thing. Like,
I'm not gonna lie. You're looking. Oh, you sold.
I sold before it pumped back again.
So I did.
It was like, it was really small size. I just didn't. Yeah. It was just like,
I bought here last night before going to bed around here, and then I woke up in the middle of the night. I sold it here and then went like right there. This is wild. It's too much. See, but it's too much to.
Yeah, I mean, I was just, it's a low conviction trade, so I just did it with a small amount. And I was really just like fucking around, and I just sold some other bags that weren't really moving. So I didn't really sell any of my core positions for it, but yeah.
Yeah, that's,
I think just be prepared for Bitcoin to go to 60K. That's where a lot of the liquidity lies. Like, maybe not exactly 60, but like 60 or around that level. And then I think it will bounce pretty substantially.
Yeah, it's you've been talking about it for a minute. Like, it's like, this is gonna dip. Like, this, of course, like, we're gonna have to see retracements. Like, at 73 top tick, like, we were talking on the show about like how it's probably gonna go way down at some point or another. And it's like, it's just normal things. I think Ovi's post is really good. I retweeted it for those of you who want to share it. So, make sure that you guys, or read it. Sorry, but make sure you guys read that. Like, I thought it was really good. Like, good points that you made there. And that's good. Anyway, so we'll see where the market goes next. From there, but that's where we're at. At the moment. Anyways, so just a reminder for everyone, bottom right, there's a purple box. Make sure that you retweet the Twitter Spaces, because we're going to pick two winners in like 5-ish minutes to win a chance to win one of the two loot box spins. So one spin each per person. And then I already see them in studio, but and I see them on stage as well. In the Twitter Spaces, we'll be joined by Stephen Funk and Adrian to chat CompassCon Hong Kong and a bunch of cool stuff going on. So excited to talk about all of that as well with them as well in a minute. But anyways, besides that, boys, I mean, look, we can do a quick check-in on the NFT side of things. And then obviously, Ovi, I want to talk PDFI for a minute here. And then what's up, what's next? But NFTs, I mean, look, you know, NFTs are NFTs right now. We know one notable sale yesterday, which is really cool. You guys still have yours, right?
Yep. Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yep.
So Nakamoto card yesterday, same price, 55 to 60 ETH range for the last year. However, ETH doubled since it sold that. So $200,000 sale yesterday for Nakamoto card. Pretty cool, right? New floor being set there. So on USD, 2005 USD was yesterday, and 58 ETH. So it's also higher in ETH. I think Gordon Garner was like 55 ETH print mark when he bought his. And there was like 3 sales around him. It was in that mark. So good to see, right? Some good sales there. Love to see it. For those of you who don't know, like the Nakamoto card, arguably, you know, one of the most iconic NFTs you can probably ever collect. So love to see that. Obviously, we have some And I loved that. It's still my favorite one. I don't know if you put a gun to my head and if I have to pick my Punk and my Nakamoto card. I was thinking about it the other day. I don't know which one I'd pick. I'd probably try and like finesse and take the gun away from you and keep both. Like, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Like, do you ever think about that? Like, I know you have one of both. So like, Punk or the Naka, like, gun to your head, you can only hold one.
NFT. I think I'd still rather have Punk.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I'm like a rare pepper, like Super Bowl, so maybe that's why. I just love my frogs. On the NFT side, look, on ETH, well, let me go through DGENs here on the dashboard. For those of you who don't know, and obviously the new listeners on Binance, I know there's over 2,500 people. See, boom. See, called it. What website is that? See, called it. I front ran the comments. DGENs.finance. DEGENZ.finance. It has everything. It has NFTs across Solana, Bitcoin, and ETH. It has crypto, Frentech, at some point they were reporting on, podcast reports, everything. Our show is on there every day. So love to see that. There's everything. So on the NFT front, you know, everything a little lower. Milady a little higher based on what we talked about yesterday. Captain's higher. I mean, cooking. Absolutely cooking on that front at Memeland. We're the people that ran up the bid yesterday for the whiff. they put their thesis on why they were trying to buy it. Makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, I saw Dogecoin sell and then go to like a $4 billion market cap because they fractionalized that. I don't know if you guys saw. Naval yesterday tweeted about meme coins. I thought that was pretty funny. He said that meme coins are tokenized NFTs or something like that. Or like, did you guys see the tweet that Naval put? I thought it was interesting. Of Naval.
I saw Anatoly post about pre-sale today.
No, look at this. I saw Naval yesterday tweeted about, NFTs are the tokenization of art and meme coins are the tokenization of NFTs. I would say that meme coins are tokenization of culture, but I thought that it was funny or fun or whatever you want to name it that Naval is weighing in on meme coins now. Like, meme coins are really transcending at this stage into like every single pocket of the industry, it seems. And so I thought it was funny that Naval, out of all people, makes a comment about that in a good way, right? So there's that. NFTs, though, look, obviously it's going to keep grinding lower, in my opinion, unless like we get a range for a while. On the Solana side, is also blood all around. Mad Lads are down to 157. Sol. Tensorance 37, I think it was like above 50, 60 soul top here. Frogana's down to 2 soul. I don't even know where the cleaners are down. Well, 18, that was above 30 for the longest time. The Bodagos, where are my Bodagos at? Jesus. Where? There, 578. So there is that. And then last but not least, I mean, look, we were talking about this earlier. We see that Magic Eden seems to be doing the most volume here. I don't think it's from ETH's NFT, ETH or... ETH or Solana, right? Like, I'm assuming it's obviously from Bitcoin with the Runestone, which is, that's Leonidas, right? That is up a lot, 82% in 30 days, in 7 days, up to 0.04 Bitcoin, which is $2,400. Note Monkeys 0.67, small pullback. Bitcoin Puppets still higher, well, not than yesterday, but on the week, 0.22. Rune Pops grinding lower, and that was because he tweeted yesterday, the guy behind the Pups, Rune Pups thing, that's one I'm following very closely, that it's not going to be a 10 million like supply. He's like, inflate the supply, so it becomes a true meme coin. So because it's supposed to be a meme rune. And I think, assuming that people on the back of that turn like bearish on the price action and sold them, because obviously more supply means like inflation. But I mean, meme coins are kind of supposed, right, to have like a very large amount for like,
yeah,
unit, like, you know, I've been studying unit buys here. So I don't know if that's bearish. So we'll see where that goes, but you know, overall pullback across the board for NFTs and whatnot. Ovi, Mr. Ovi, and while maybe Sam's in the back end, start running a Twitter picker. So we picked two people. So last reminder, it's pinned at the top. We have three things pinned at the top, or two things. We have our Mando Minutes, and we have the Twitter Spaces. Make sure you retweet the Twitter Spaces. All right, at the bottom right, there's the purple box. Retweet the Twitter Spaces. And do that. But in the meantime, Ovi, and we're going to put it, we're going to start picking two winners now. But Ovi, in the meantime, why don't you talk to us about PD5? How did it go yesterday? I know it's usually very stressful. So how are you hanging in there?
Yeah, it's good. We did it through the Magic Eden Launchpad. I think it mostly went smooth. I think for some people, they're still struggling to mint. If you are struggling to mint, then raise it in our Discord. But I would advise using a VPN because I think that seems to have solved most people's issues. But yeah, it looks like we're about 82% minted, which is not as many as I thought would have minted. So, and the allow list mint closes in just under 3 hours. So it looks like there's going to be over 1,000 available for public mint, which is a free mint. So there's going to be some good supply available for a free mint when that opens later today. So yeah. So let's see how it goes. I think it hasn't been a ton of trading volumes, but I think that's just, you know, that's reflective of ETH NFTs right now, especially things that on a royalty, so I'm not really surprised there. But yeah, I'm excited to see how it does once it reveals.
Dude, this is gonna be cool. Florida, get the fuck out. The cricket, let's go.
That's a hockey stick, actually. But
wait, what? That is not a hockey stick.
That's a hockey stick.
Dude, I am from Canada. I'm from Montreal. We have the
It's not a cricket stick, that's for
cousin.
Sure.
Cousin. That's a hockey stick. You know what you did? You didn't do hockey. And with the ball, you did the other thing.
I didn't feel hockey.
I was going to say. Okay. As a Montrealer, I was insulted for a second. Okay. Okay. This is borderline racism. All right. Calling that hockey stick. Okay. Okay. Anyways, I'm not going to get to that. Okay. And also, I apologize calling it a cricket because if it's also that, it goes both ways. Anyways, I can't wait to reveal. I made a deal with Deez, Ovi, I don't know if you saw that if I meant to, we do a little podcast trade, and he meant to film out, we do a trade. So we had a little deal to see, because we each meant an 8. I saw Rob Silva saying Farouk, so true. Love to see that. Good luck, Ovi, today. It's a publicly free mint, and it's OSF. So if you're interested in his art, you've always wanted to collect his stuff, this is where I would start, honestly. So big support to OSF. Love what you're doing, and I'm excited to see my 8 more pieces come into my wallet. All right, let's begin the draw, and then let's bring up Stephen and Adrian. I see Adrian is ready. He even got his Newman t-shirt on in the studio. So we're going to get going with the boys in a second. So 2 winners today. Wait, again? What? How is that even possible? What do we do? Does he win again?
Rerun it.
What do you guys do on Rec Radio? We don't have a rule on this show for this. We've never done it. So
he won it. Aaron Square.
He's won.
He won. All right. Well, DJ and Chris and Glass of Water, you won. Glass of Water won. What the hell?
Let me just sign into my alt.
But bro, there's nothing more legitimate than the Twitter picker, like, because you can even reply with winners, and it shows, like, there's a link that Sims can, like, show people how, like, legitimate this is. Well, I guess DJ and Chris is on stage. A glass of water, come on stage now, because we're going to run these now, and then we'll get to our special guests of the day in 5 minutes here. But, you know, let's run these. Wow. Twice? Guys, we've been doing this twice a week for how long now? Over a month. So, like, you know, we've done maybe 10, well, we've done 20 winners so far. The fact that he won 2, that's wild. So glass of water, though, be careful. Hurry up. There you are again. That is wild to me. I mean, congrats. Happy for you. Do you know the meme? Like, happy for you. Congrats. Yeah. Glad it happened. That's how everybody in the audience feels right now. Glass of water, what's up, dude?
Fucking right. How's it going, boys?
Bro, what the heck? Like, what are you doing?
You know what this is, Farouk? That's the Montreal look. I'm from Montreal too, buddy.
Let's
fucking go, dude.
Tabarnak. This is callous, man. This guy won twice, and he's a Montrealer. Dude, I can't believe my little brother won twice from my alt account. That is crazy. All right, well, glass of water, you're second today. We're going to go to Chris first, and Daniel, you know the drill. DJ and Chris, what's up? Are you ready?
Yeah, what's up? I'm ready.
All right. So this week on the loot boxes, I added 2 more punks. So we're 3 punks now. I've doubled the odds of winning a punk from 0.1% to 0.2%. Pudgies, Squiggles. I added a second RLD because it's OSF season. A bunch of pandas and more red guys. But also the rug radio floor was completely swept up 2x overnight. So if you dumped your rugs into floor bids after winning in a roll bit, you could have had another 2x. Just playing. No shame in selling. And something clearly sold while I was on stage, but I do not have the patience to replace that right now. I spent too much time on this. So let's go, DJ and Chris. Let's spin it, baby. Hey, you win. Hey, Rug Radio NFT. Valued at $1,000. Floor is 0.23 ETH right now. Congratulations. And heads up, DJ and Chris. Rug Radio Tunnels at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. Big one. Big one, so we'll pay attention. Congratulations, Chris. All right. Next up. All right. Glass of water. What did you win last time?
I won a Rug Radio.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Did you keep it?
No.
No, I did not.
100%
no. 100% no. I sold it.
Did you sell it for pre-sales?
Yes, you did. No, I did not.
You totally did. You totally did. All right. Well, hopefully this time you win another one. No, I'm kidding. I hope you win something like a punk right now, because I could use it for the content. Let's go, DJ and Chris.
I would love that. I would fucking love it.
Let's go. And you win a guy. Red Guy 269, congratulations. Valued at nearly $3,000, DJ and Chris. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it.
You know, in French, we say jamais deux sans trois, which means never two without three. So I'm assuming you'll win a third time and we'll see you again.
Listen, you know what? I'm always listening, though. That's one thing. So hopefully I win a third time, too. Thank you, boys. Have a good day, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you to both of you for coming. Bernie, we'll reach out like last time and, you know, get you guys sorted. All right, guys. Listen, I think it's also cool that it's like actually DJ and Chris happens to be a longtime listener and he does listen to every show. So it goes to show you. Listen a lot. I'm not mad. I would be more annoyed like if it was someone who just doesn't give a shit. But like this guy actually cares. Like he listens and he's a fellow Montrealer. So look, he won twice. He's up $4,000 for listening to this show.
Yeah, I love it.
That's crazy. He shouldn't have sold his rug though. I'm gonna have to talk to him about that. But it's okay. Anyways, perfect timing. On to our special guest of the day, Adrian and Stephen Funk. Yo, what's up? Good morning. Or no, good evening. I think it's like 11 p.m. for you guys. How are you guys doing today?
Really good. Thanks
for having me. GM, what's up?
I'm actually a big fan of your show. Usually I listen to it, you know, like on podcasts when I do my morning hike. And that means I'm already like 10 hours late to your live streaming. And usually, you know, by the time I finish my walk, I missed out on all your alphas and all that. So I'm already wrecked by the time I'm done with my walk every day.
I love that. I first of all, dude, that's a new quote. Stephen Fung listens to the FOMO hour. Let's go.
All the time. All the time. You know, Mando has got such a like almost a hypnotic voice. Sounds so sophisticated. Makes me want to listen to whatever he suggests.
Oh my god, he's coming back right now. He ran quick, but he's on his way back. I think he had to attend to his baby daughter real quick. But we'll make sure that he knows that it's true. I mean, look, you know, it's Moneybag Mando. You know, Moneybag Mando. We call him that for a reason. You know, so that's what it. Listen, Adrian, how you doing, man? It's been a long time no see since Paris, and excited to see you in I think like 48 hours. How you doing?
I'm going to join this to talk about Complex so you are not regretful about your flight that you can't trade.
Yeah. Listen.
The Wi-Fi is not good enough on flights.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi is definitely not hard good enough on flights, and I will not attempt to use BonkBot either in the air or to leave money in BonkBot while I'm in the air for like 20 hours. So we're going to stop trading for 8 days. But it's a healthy break, right? Especially during ComplexCon. As I go and visit, you know, our cousins of the East and super excited to talk about this. Listen, maybe quick little round of intros for the people who may not know of you guys just yet. But maybe we'll go to Stephen first and Adrian, and then let's get talking about what we want to talk about today. So, Stephen, I know you need no introduction, but maybe a little introduction for our listeners that may not be aware.
For sure. You know, like for the past maybe 25 years, I've been working in the entertainment industry as an actor and director, producer. In Asia, but about maybe like 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to work in Hollywood where I did a show called Into the Badlands for AMC. It ran for like 4 seasons. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. And did a show called The Assassins for Netflix. And yeah, that's basically what I do in the Web 2 space. And then later on, I got my first half of Bitcoin about 2018, and about 9.5 minutes after owning it, I got scammed.
No way.
I bought the cold wallet from like an Amazon, probably a bad actor vendor, and probably got tampered with the cold wallet, so it was gone. So that's the first thing I learned, you know, in crypto. And then 2011, I did a collab with Sandbox, and that's how I got into the whole NFT thing. And so pretty much, you know, I'm a true Web3 believer. And, you know, every once in a while, there's something very disruptive that comes along. And just like, you know, in films, when digital filming was invented, like nobody believed in it. The old school people was like, ah, this is going to go away in a minute. Until George Lucas actually shot the Star Wars Episode 1, 2, and 3 in digital, and that really revolutionized the whole digital filmmaking. So I think this is what's going to happen in the Web3 space, and I'm trying to help to promote it.
I love that. This is really, really cool. I knew you were involved. I mean, I see the Azuki PFP.
I'm a big Azuki fan as well. Yeah.
But definitely didn't know like how deep you are, like from getting scammed in the early early Bitcoin days. So love to see that. It's a classic. Mando, you missed it, bro. You missed it. But you know, Stephen was gassing you up, dude. He's saying that, you know, you're
man, you've got such a sophisticated and hypnotic voice. You say, like, I'm like, oh, I gotta do what, you know, like he tells me to do. And then but it's too late because I usually, you know, like I listen to you guys on my podcast in the morning, my morning.
It's too late.
Yeah, he's usually with an OSF. We're like, everyone always confuses us too.
Yeah, well,
it's not the same.
It could be one of the two. I think that sometimes we should have guests come in blind Mando and guess which one's OSF and which one's Mando without your names down there.
Over.
I used to pull this this trick on teachers and get in trouble. It's cool, like change names with a friend to replacement teachers. Anyways, let's not go to Adrian. Do you want to give a little introduction of what you guys do at Newman? Of course, you know, we've partnered with Newman here for ComplexCon in Hong Kong. I'm going to pin to the top for you all to see this. Super excited about that. Honestly, can't wait to go out there and speak on stage. But Adrian, why don't you give us a little intro about, you know, who you are and what Newman does?
Yeah. I mean, I don't enjoy my face next to Stephen on the screen, really. Such a handsome actor on the screen. And I think OSF intentionally kept the long hair so you can differentiate yourself from Mando.
Yeah, that, you know, otherwise we'd look exactly the same, right?
Otherwise the same look.
Right, I think for Newman, we are, I mean, for myself, myself first. So basically, I obviously very involved in Web3 now. And actually, I have a bit of Web2 ventures as well, majorly in entertainment and in concert production. So last year we did a concert in Hong Kong with a combination of different artists, with two Hong Kong artists, a Taiwan artist, but actually with DaBaby as well, a US rapper. So we invite him to Hong Kong. So that actually inspired me to start something around Complex and how we can incorporate the Web3 strategy. But back to Newman. So Newman, some of you might know that we pride ourselves as so-called investor in culture. And culture has a really broad meaning. Whatever some of the meme coins that we are saying now is related to the culture as well. I call them cultural coins. But overall, we are known being more as an investor and incubator in projects that excite me day to day. So some of the example, including we were a lead investor in MemeLand. We were investor, actually the only institution investor in Portal. That's sort of how I got a new for Rock, Rock Radio, I think in Paris. Yeah, I think that's sort of conclude what we do. We sometimes build stuff that is exciting, not just investing. But I think today not going to talk about shitcoin because it's going to be a complex con. Bitcoin will live for our next episode.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're definitely familiar with MemeLand. Obviously, big fans in Portal, as I think all three of us are involved in that. So definitely love that. And super cool and excited to see what you guys are doing next. So let's get in the meat of it, right? Like yesterday, I've pinned it to the top now. For those of you who are curious, we posted a tweet out yesterday that we're thrilled to partner with Newman Group, the official partner of ComplexCon Hong Kong, which is, I believe, Adrian, correct me if I'm wrong, the first time ComplexCon goes to Asia, right?
Yeah, first time.
Yeah. And it's a really big deal. I mean, ComplexCon is for those of you who don't know, like massive, obviously more Web 2, so not really Web 3. It's going to be the first time focused conference around sneakers, you know, all that sort of stuff. Obviously, you all know Complex at this stage if you're in the space, probably because a lot of us came from like collecting, trading, like, you know, whether it's Pokemon cards or like sneakers and shoes and whatnot and physical collectibles. And so it's a really big deal. But I wanted to ask you, you know, Adrian here, like, why ComplexCon, right? Like, obviously, you guys are major partners there. Why ComplexCon versus like just partnering up with like a Web3 native conference?
Well, I mean, the real reason, I'm not gonna lie, is in bear market, we couldn't make money anyway. So you try to find something really different from what others are doing, except being joining obviously events like Token 2049, but also kind of experiment with something new. And that's sort of the rationale. But as I mentioned, I think starting from the concert that I did last year, I started to feel like we should do more something exciting And I didn't expect the bull market to approach at any time soon at that time. So we were one of the advisors of Newman actually told us about ComplexCon. I heard about ComplexCon had been all time in LA, but never in Asia. And they told me that it's going to be in Asia. And I told them that the culture of Web3, whatever in consumer gaming and entertainment that we are very involved in, is actually very correlated with what you mentioned, trading Pokemon card, and in general, sneakers trading. You know, there's a marketplace in ComplexCon that we are very proud of. People will line up several hours, even midnight, to just get the limited merch, just like I'm still waiting for my shitcoin small now to get airdropped to me from Solana. I'll queue up, I'll wait for several hours. The tradition of sneakers versus NFTs are actually very correlated. And that's how it interests me. And I felt like not a lot of brands in NFTs even get the exposure towards this brand. So that's sort of what sparked me off.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I think like in order to go and get the people where they are, also it's important to go get them probably like in in places like ComplexCon. I mean, Steven, you're going to be speaking there. I think we're on the same panel, right? Hell yeah. I'm
on the panel.
Let's go. It's going to be sick. I mean, what excites you about like merging these two worlds together? Because you said like you got involved early on in crypto. You saw it again in 2021 with NFTs. You're sporting the Azuki PFP on Twitter. Like for you, like where does this merge of two worlds, like where do they collide, right? Coming from the background of film industry.
Well, I just think that there are many opportunities for to cross over each other. Just like actually one of the more noted things that I've done for, you know, in Web3 is I did the logo for, I don't know if you guys know, the logo for Memeland and their teaser. So, you know, it's like doing something for the Web3 space, it's kind of, you know, similar to doing it in Web2. But let's say when I'm directing a film, I'm kind of telling my own story, right? But in terms of doing something like this, it's more more similar to shooting a commercial where I'm serving the client. So I've got to know the community. So I got to know the Memeland community, what they mean and, you know, what they like. So, you know, that they're more about obviously memes and very degen. So it's like you could, you know, like that's why the rolling logo, you know, we did it in a way that's like a parody of the Universal Studios. So you know, it's trying to, you know, get those little differences and articulated better. And I think that's where maybe perhaps I have a little more of an edge because I'm actually in the Web3, you know, community. So I think that's what, you know, kind of like the gospel I want to spread, just to, you know, make people more aware of it, make people less afraid of it. And I think ComplexCon is a, you know, it's a, you know, good place to spread it pretty much.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, Adrian, you've been, you know, obviously studying the space for a minute now. You know, I definitely want to know like what your thoughts are on your end, like on like, you know, culture in general and like how you guys, you know, Newman, et cetera, like intersect with that.
Well, I wrote a tweet thread several days ago around what I thought about meme coin and culture. You know, I want to start with this because it's kind of related mm-hmm. to us these several days. I think it is, to me, culture is really about sending a messaging to, you got to scroll down to, recently these several days I've been shitposting about about all the Solana coins. So I actually, you got to scroll down to one tweet thread.
All right, let me share this real quick. Hold on. This is nice. Hold on. There you go.
Yeah, but basically for me, culture is really sending a messaging mm-hmm. to really align everyone on the same page to reach the same goal and not for just money. I mean, trading shitcoin or meme coins, sometimes want to make profit. But the case that we saw yesterday, I think I'm a pre-sale in that meme coin as well, but I still join all the spaces to support what the founder is doing is mainly because we kind of sympathize each other, even if we are in the same space, that we probably will be in a similar situation, right? We might burn the tokens at some point mistakenly that we don't want to have be in that situation. I think that is the messaging behind any type of culture. Obviously, Steven is very much familiar with the in the Web3 space, how entertainment, music, and others, cultural events or a cultural concept is very important for humanity. But I think in Web3 space, the reason that NFTs and all this are important, and I was having a dinner just now with all the communities in Hong Kong, including Suki, Doodles, and whatnot. They told me that no matter how much the floor price has dropped, they are still very keen in the collections for some reasons. You know, it's funny, when I look at all the faces, I could guess what community they're representing. You know, the guy's hairstyle representing a Suki hairstyle. But I think that is, if we have our own definition of culture, that will impact us as Newman as a company, whatever portfolio to invest in, whatever portfolio to support and incubate or advise. And mainly that will root to the founders, right? Whether the founders really like yourself, believe in culture and whatnot.
Yeah, no, I love that. I mean, Steven, like similarly for you, like, how do you feel about this cross? I know we just like kind of tapped on that, but like, where for you, like, where do you think, as the flip side, you're a holder of these communities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for you, like, how do you feel about it from that point of view?
Well, I'm obviously a collector myself. I used to collect, you know, like baseball cards and then basketball cards. I still have one from, because I went to, you know, Green University of Michigan. I'm old. I was there when the Fab Five was still playing. So so I got this Chris Webber, you know, like card. I thought it was transparent and all that. I thought, wow, you know, this is, I'm going to make a living out of this. But, well, you know, his career as a basketball player, they go so well, so that it's not worth a lot right now. But anyway, so I have been collecting
those.
Yeah, but I have been collecting, you know, a lot of things, you know, like figures and hot toy stuff, and you know, like, so I know what it's like to be a collector. So I usually go for, you know, like the art. I love the Azuki's art. That's why, you know, I bought them. And You know, every different project has got different vibe, right? So Azuki, it's more, you know, about the art and all that. And but then, you know, for Meme Land, it's more, I think, you know, the community there is more about, you know, like fun and all that. Obviously, everyone wants to make money as well, but then it's, you know, it's like different cultures. So, you know, like I also have a Doodle and I go into their community and I see what's going on there. And it's very, very different.
You're quite the degen, Steven. I'm like finding out right now. Like
I
was not aware of like this arc. I knew you dabble, but like I didn't know you were like deep.
I would say I'm a Gen X and maybe like pretty much a relic in this space. So so hang in there. That's why I go for morning walks, man.
I love that.
Which DJ goes for morning walks? Let me tell you.
Yeah.
No one.
Because you can't get away from the screen. No, I force myself out, honestly, or else I would probably like go absolutely crazy. Listen, like speaking of, you know, all this stuff, you know, and I know we're coming up on time, but I kind of want to talk about NFTs, right? Because obviously you guys are mostly both involved like in the NFT space as well from the collector standpoint, but also investing standpoint, Adrian, right? You were mentioning Portal, you were mentioning, you know, Meme Land and that ecosystems, obviously like all of those, both of those ecosystems, and then some started off with NFTs, right? So like, what is your perspective on like the current NFT landscape? And then how, in a way, because, you know, to bring it back to Complex Con, so that's originally that's what you came to talk about, like how do you envision that role like within Complex Con?
Well, I think we actually talked to most of the NFT collections when it comes to Complex Con. And unfortunately, I think during the bear market, a lot of NFT collections was thinking about survival, right? And we talked to Yuga, we talked to Suki and every one of them. And obviously, at the end, Animoker, Meme Land really joined us and created a really nice experience. But I think for NFTs, the main thing is really about how they can collaborate with the Web3 brands, first of all. And second is how they could promote themselves, not as an NFT project, but more as an IP, and such that the audience, the people who came into Complex, who come into Complex Con, recognize them as an IP, which is on the same level as every Web2 brand, right? Because for those people, they're not going to buy this NFT for pumping in price, whatever. They just like the art itself and the experience curated around the art. So I think we're trying, this is the first time that in Asia, Complex Con holds, obviously, and with these NFT collections. And we are trying experimenting with how we can, you know, what kind of stuff we can do together. I think you'll be surprised with Meme Land's experience. I personally am really surprised when I see the deck. So hopefully you can join us.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely joining. And for the people who are in Hong Kong, you can buy the tickets. But if you go on the Rogue Radio like thread that's pinned at the top, there is like a discount, like an initial discount if you want to come. But it's gonna be fun, man. I can't wait. You guys flew out on 21 Savage too. Like, it's just gonna be fire.
I told us to come.
What are you most excited about, Steven? What hypes you most about?
I'm most excited about meeting the guy who wakes me up every morning with yo in person, man. That's where I'm going. That's the only reason. Not for a complex con, not for Adrian for sure. For meeting the guy with the yo, I'm like, God, man, I gotta wake up.
Yeah, right. Clip it, Sims. You heard that. But I'm gonna have to yo live from there. If you want, every in the morning, you know, I can wake you up if you want. But I'm gonna call Stephen Fung every morning when I'm there. Like, yo, wake up, Stephen. We're going to Compass Con. But you know, check it out. It's at 4:15 p.m. Obviously, like Hong Kong time, which is like 4 a.m. for our cousins now in the West. But I'll be waking up in the East, so I can't wait. It's going to be Adrian, of course, Founder Newman, myself, Ray Chan, who's obviously y'all know 9GAG CEO at this stage, if you're listening to us here on the show, Yatsu, founder of Animoca, obviously Icon, and then Stephen Fung. So it's going to be super cool. I cannot wait to talk about the culture shock of Web3 at ComplexCon in Hong Kong. My first time over there. I mean, Ovi, Mando, in your TradFi days, you must have gone to Hong Kong a few times, right?
Never been. I've been a couple of times. Loved it. I loved all the outer islands as well. You gotta go to all the different islands, man.
I wish I had the time. I think Adrian's gonna keep me busy over there. Yeah. I think he's gonna keep me. I'm in and out. You know, it's like 25 hours to get there. I get there on 21st at night and just out 28th in the morning.
You work 30 hours in Hong Kong every day.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna be busy over there, but super excited for what's to come. And I mean, Steve and Adrian, I'll see you guys in what, 48 hours?
Sure.
Boom. All right, guys. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you so much. Appreciate you all. Hell yeah. See you in Hong Kong. All right. Well, that is a wrap, boys. We're perfectly on time with all the guest stuff. Shout out to the 6,000 people. Wait, what's going on here? I'm messing with it. What? Shout out to the 6,000 people we got on stream now. New norm. Love to see that. Make sure you follow us at FOMO Hour, FOMOHOUR on X, which is where we post most of our stuff. And make sure that if you're on Binance Live, like, make sure you like and subscribe to our, I think we have our own page now, where you can like and subscribe. Whoa, what did I do now? My bad. Check this out, boys. I kind of want you guys to see this real quick. Pretty cool. Like, we have our own page over there. We got followers there. There's already 6,000 likes on our stream. Love to see that. You know, we're doing the views. So make sure that you follow us if you're on Binance there. And make sure that if you are not on Binance, but rather on X, make sure that you follow at FOMO Hour on there. And then last but not least, I do want to give a quick call out, shout out here. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do have Rug Radio Town Hall. You know, we do this monthly usually. It's been a tiny little bit more than a month this time around because we wanted to make this one special and really cool for our holders and listeners. So Rug Radio Town Hall, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when we're going to go live. We're going to be on X video audio, but we're also going to be on YouTube as usual, so you can see the team and feel the excitement that is coming to the Rug Radio ecosystem, but I think to the space in general with what we've got going on. Of course, subscribe to the podcast, just like Stephen Fung. That's going to be a new line. Subscribe like Stephen Fung and listen to us on your walks in the morning and Mando's electric voice and vibe when he tells us what to buy. I love that. Dude, I wanted you to rehear that one because it's like someone gassing you up on that stuff. I was like, let's go. So,
dude, if you'd listen today, Phantom's up like 7% since the show started, man. It's flying. Phantom just broke a dollar. Actually, 12% since the show started.
We don't miss much. The market seems to have rebounded here. Solana's back above 180, 182. And even, as a matter of fact, like a lot of the memes are like rebounding pretty hard on the back of that as well. I'm studying Solana strength into that. I'm very excited about my bags going into this travel. All right, boys. Well, rest of the week looks like I may be tapped out. You know, I'm going to try and break into the show. I think it's 10:30 p.m. my time now every day. But, you know, you guys got... I mean, Ovi, there's not that shit. Ovi and I are not there for the rest of the week. I don't know what the fuck Ovi's doing. I have a reasonable excuse. And then... oh, he needs a mental health break after PD5. That's why.
I'm going on a mental health break, yeah.
Ah, you're going on your I think you're allowed like one mental health break for like 3 years.
A lifetime.
I haven't taken one yet. Maybe in like 3 years and 2 years or something. clearly starting to need it as a life of my own jokes every day. With that, we'll see you tomorrow regardless. Twitter, try and crash it. 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:30 p.m. whatever standard time is in the UK for another episode of FOMO Hour on Rug Radio. Let's go.